Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the smartest man in talk radio.
You're going to be listening to one of the smartest people that you probably... And you know who this guy is. It's me.
He's Jim Blasingame.
I am smart. I am smart. S-M-R-T. I mean S-M-A-R-R-T.
The Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging around with me today. It's my pleasure, as always. Joanne Black is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. You know who she is. Joanne's been with us many times before. She's America's leading authority on referral selling. She's the founder of No More Cold Calling. She's the author of No More Cold Calling, and she's our good friend. Joanne, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
It's a wonderful time of year, isn't it?
It is a great time of the year, and it's a, but it's also an, it's also a little bit of an interesting time of a year, for business people, because we're in all these different settings. We you know, it's not uncommon, Joanne, for us to meet people, to be around people during the holidays that maybe we don't even see the rest of the year.
We have
opportunities to make connections, but you got to do it the right way, don't you?
Absolutely.
How do you do it? How do you make sure that you keep the spirit of the holidays, but you still maybe don't miss an opportunity? What do you think?
I think there's some things we don't do while networking. So I want to start there.
Okay.
You know, it's you're correct that at this time of year we have just tons of things to do. We're so busy. We're running around. There's parties for our office, for our friends, for our family, and it's a perfect time to meet people. What we should not do is talk about ourselves. This is what people tend to
but,
do.
But, Joanne, I love me. I love me. I'm interesting. I'm such a cool person. Why can't I talk about me?
Yeah, but people don't care about that.
Oh,
you know.
They,
you know.
Oh,
I'm sorry that
breaks my
feelings.
Heart.
I hurt your feelings. I am. You know. I do apologize in advance for that. But you know, people don't care about us. They really don't. So one of the things is to ask about other people. I always go into any social event or business event with some questions that I prepared ahead of time, and this makes it so much fun because I'm going to be asking people about themselves, and everybody likes to talk about themselves.
Right.
And I am truly curious. I am interested. So it's coming from a place of authenticity. If you're fake, people spot it a mile
Isn't
away.
Isn't that the word that you got to... If somebody said to me, okay, Jim, I need you to give me one little gift that I can use that would serve me in my networking activity, I would say, here's the gift of curiosity. What do you think, Joanne?
I think that's perfect.
Isn't that the most important thing that you can take to any kind of a networking opportunity?
Well, for anything in life. It's
yeah.
really being curious
yeah.
about what's going on about other people. I learn so much when I'm talking to other people. You know, how do they get to do what they're doing? Because we all do interesting things. What about their family, their friends, the companies they work for, their travels? I mean, amazing conversations. And at this time of year, people always ask, are you in town for the holidays? Are you going away? What are you doing? Are you working? Are you taking time off? I mean, wonderful openings for conversations. What happens is when you ask people about themselves and you go into a room, whatever time of year it is, and you just drop who you are and go in with that curiosity hat, the most amazing things happen. And then, of course, people always turn and ask about you. And that's your opportunity, but you don't start there.
Isn't, you know, Joanne, I know you've done this before. I have too. Most of us have. Isn't it cool when you need somebody to help you and before you ask them to help you, you realize you've already helped them first, and this is an opportunity for them to give something back to you. Isn't that a cool thing? And can't we do the same thing in networking? Isn't it a cool thing when by the time people ask you about yourself, they've already told you about themselves?
They have, and we're going to spend less time talking about ourselves by about a quarter than they talked about themselves.
Yeah.
And this is just the perfect time of year to network. Some people write it off, but we have business events and we have parties. And, you know, it's hard sometimes because we're so busy. We all have responsibilities other than work and other than going to parties. But the minute we show up, it's just the most wonderful feeling. And we need to go, and we need to go regularly, not only this time of year, but other times of year.
You know what Woody Allen said?
He said that 80% of life is showing up. He said 70% of success in life is showing up. So showing up counts.
Joanne, hold on to that thought. We're going to take a quick break. Folks, when we come back, I'm going to ask Joanne, what happens when two people who are A students, magna cum laude students of Joanne Black's referral selling school, what happens when those two people get together? Who goes first? 20 Tales, stay with us. We'll be right back.
They all moved to New York. Well, New York's fine, but it ain't
Dorothy. Hi, Jim. This is Beverly Inman Evil, author of Talk Is Not Cheap at TalkListen.com. Congratulations on the 10th anniversary of the Small Business Advocate Show. Way to go, Jim. You did not stop at dreaming. You did it.
We're back. It's 17 till. Thank you very much for hanging around with me. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. The first one is where you can find the show and the articles and the archives and the Brain Trust members and the newsletter and the blog and lots of stuff there. Content and inspiration and tips and best practices and people, the best people in the world, our Brain Trust members, after you, of course, small business owners, they're all there, and it's all there for you. If you can get there, we'll let you come on in and hang out with us, smallbusinessadvocate.com. And then, of course, remember our knowledge base, askjim.biz.biz. That's where we got small business answers waiting on your questions. So check that out and use it to your advantage. It's free as well. Joanne Black is our guest. Joanne S. Black is the author of No More Cold Calling, and we're talking about networking during the holidays. How do you do it? And Joanne, I was imagining that we've got these two people, a man and a woman, let's say. Both of them have read your book. Both of them are true Joanne Black disciples of referral selling and successful networking. And they both meet at a party, and they're both committed to making sure that the other person speaks first and tells about themselves first. Not me, it's got to be you. Don't we have a stalemate there, Joanne? How does that work?
We don't have a stalemate. You know, that's the best thing that can happen when we have two people who've read my book and adopted the referral system and understand that networking is a tool for referrals. It's a place we build relationships. So I think the two of those people are going to have a great time. And I think it's interesting you said a man and a woman, because we do network and we communicate quite differently.
Really?
Oh, yes, we do.
Oh, really? Imagine that. Where did that come from, Joanne?
I think you told me that, Jim.
Yeah, I think so. Oh, by the way, I want you to go to that. But see, I think when you do your update of No More Cold Calling, when you do the second edition, you should have a chapter in there about flipping a coin. See, that
flipping
way, if two of your disciples get together, you know, and they just come to this impasse where one has to go before the other one, you just flip a coin, and whoever wins, they start first.
Yeah, well, in that case, I think we'd have a good laugh and we'd exchange ideas and we'd figure
exactly.
it out.
Exactly. All right. So now back to the women. I'm fascinated by your thoughts that men and women communicate differently.
Oh well, now we all know that. But in networking situations, here's what happens. We tend to get different information, and women relate to women differently than women relate to men, and vice versa. It's just
women have a language that they speak to each other that men don't understand.
We gravitate to each other. We are just as interested in the personal side of our lives as in the business side of our lives, and sometimes more so. So I spoke at a conference for women in sales, and we were sitting at a table, and we had a question to answer, something about what was the most exciting thing that happened in our lives in the last year. And you know, I talked about what happened in my business, and then I happened to mention our fourth grandchild was born, and then I pointed to the next person, And two women at the table stopped me, and they said, no. You know, girl, boy, tell me about, you know, it was
pictures.
It was a whole conversation about family. And you know, I'm clear that in a mixed environment, it wouldn't have happened quite that way. We do get similar information, but it's just a different way of relating. And one of the things when we network for the holidays, especially if it's a social event and we have a partner or spouse, you know, we arrive together. One of the pieces of advice I give people is split up. And sometimes that's not a great thing to do from one partner's perspective or the other.
It's the
best thing we can do is to split up, meet different people, and of course you come back together. But if you stay glued to the person you came with the whole evening, you know, we're really not taking advantage of the opportunity to meet
people. You already know what
people.
That person has to say,
yeah,
don't you?
I hope so. You know, and that goes for other times of the year, too. For a business event, I've seen more people come to an event together, people who work for the same company, and say there's three of them, and they're standing around huddling together, or they're sitting at the same table together. And, of course, I go up to them, and I find out they're all from the same company, and I kid around. I said, you guys need to split up and meet other people. That's not why they came.
You know, Joanne, whenever we go somewhere, I tell, just when I'm speaking or doing whatever I'm doing, I always tell the people that I'm the reason we get invited to go places, but my wife is the reason we get invited back. So, you know, I wander off at a get-together and, you know, and do my own networking. She says, go, do what you got to do. And I look around and, you know, she's got the half of the audience there, you know, talking to her.
There you go.
Yeah. But it is interesting. What are your tips for men when they're trying to network with women? What suggestions do you have for us to make sure that we are successful networking with women?
I think that you need to listen a lot. Listen a lot.
And eye contact is important too, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't that
extra important to women than maybe even more than men?
I mean, I'm not sure about that.
The women that I know tell me that they like it when people, especially when a man makes eye contact with them, not looking around or whatever, but actually, you know, acting like he's listening to them.
Well, here's the thing. We don't have to act like we're listening. It gets back to being authentic. So here's what I don't like, and we've all had this happen. When you're in a conversation with someone and their eyes start to wander to someone else.
Right.
That's not good because that's they don't care.
Well, but it might mean that you're just boring.
Oh, I'm never boring.
Hold on to that. I didn't say you. I'm talking about the other person. Hold on to that thought. No, I would never say that about you. Joanne S. Black, ladies and gentlemen, is our guest, the author of No More Cold Calling, Wherever Books Are Sold. Tintel, here's Joe Cocker to take us out. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Joanne Black, Joanne S. Black, the author of No More Cold Calling. Joanne, give us your website, please, and tell us where your book's available.
www.nomorecoldcalling.com. Go there. If you want to buy through Amazon, click on the link. Go to your bookstore. They have it. If they don't, ask them to get it.
Check it out. And it's the breakthrough system that will leave your competition in the dust. And
that's
correct, it's all about selling and networking and referral selling, which is one of the best ways to sell, isn't it? Referral selling.
Well, you know, we've talked about this before. It's the only way. And in the book is my entire methodology. So it's not complicated. It's a fun and easy read, and it'll change your life.
Absolutely. So we're talking about networking, especially during the holidays. And you know, you were talking about not making eye contact with people. Joanne, one of the things that I've tried to do is you know, if I'm talking to someone and I feel that I have to look away because I'm, you know, maybe I'm looking for a certain person, I need to catch them to tell them something before they leave or whatever it may be, I've actually said, please forgive me as I look away. I don't mean to be rude. If I apologize, but I have to find a certain person before they leave or whatever I've got to do, and I just would apologize for that. What do you think about that idea?
I think that's courteous and that's terrific. It's the person that's looking around while they're talking to you, and you figure, I must not be very interesting, or, you know, who's this jerk? And, you know, you don't want to talk to him, and you're certainly not going to have a relationship connect. You're not connecting, and really that's all networking is about. You know, it's about being ourselves. It's connecting one person to the next. If I'm at an event and I need to meet someone, I need to end the conversation graciously. It could be, you know, it's been such a treat to talk to you. I have some other people I need to meet. And then I don't just leave that person alone. I will typically then try to introduce that person to someone else. So I always act as if I'm the host at an event. If someone were to come into my home and I'm having a party, what would I do? And I use that whatever event I go to.
Now, a party is different from a networking event in some ways, isn't it? I mean, if I'm at a networking event and two people are talking, I typically won't walk up and interrupt them if I want to talk to one or both of them. I'll wait till it looks like there's an opportunity to open up. At a party, though, it's really not that big a deal just to walk up to people, is it?
I walk up to people all the time. But see, I think parties are great opportunities to network. Parties, weddings, I mean, everything. We need to expand our thinking about networking opportunities. That does not mean that we're going to go in the corner and have a half-hour detailed business conversation with someone.
Right. Yeah, it's very boring for people to put the arm on you about what they do for a living or what their new idea is at a party when you didn't ask them for it.
Exactly, but it's an opportunity to connect, to find out a few nuggets, and then if it is interesting, set up a time to get together afterward.
What's the business card protocol at a party?
I don't give it unless I'm asked.
Somebody says, can I have your card? I want to, whatever. Or during the conversation, you know, we should make contact, and somebody say, and then you say, well, why don't we exchange cards, and then we'll talk. And you do it very quickly. You don't make a big deal out of it, right?
Exactly. And that begs the point that I always have business cards with me. It does not matter where I am.
Yeah.
That's the most important idea we have. It's networking. It is the least expensive investment we have is our business cards.
Right.
Always have them. So
it's a worker bee. It's a worker bee you leave behind.
That's right. It's who we are. I have them in my car. My husband has them. I have them. Mm-hmm. I have a couple in my wallet. I have them in my folio. I have them every place. If I'm going to at a formal affair, I will still stick one in my little tiny handbag.
Yeah. You know what I don't like, Joanne? I don't like it when somebody gives me more than one card and says, here, give this to a friend. I don't like that.
Oh, well, that's terrible. First of all, that's rude.
But you've had people to do that before, right?
Yes, I have, because, see, they don't want to ask for a referral. They'll just say, well, if you know anybody who could benefit my services, please give them my card, and they've checked it off their list that they've asked, and that goes no place.
Well, and then they've just tried to hire me for nothing to be one of their marketing guys.
Well, it goes in the trash can here.
Yeah. Well, it's worse than going in the trash can because I write them off after that.
Exactly.
Unless they're a young person and I think they don't know any better, and then I try to figure out how to take them under my wing, explain to them the error of their ways. What do you think about that idea?
Yeah, I think it depends. You know, sometimes it's appropriate and sometimes it's not. But I will do that sometimes, Jim. I will.
Yeah.
Because they just don't know any better.
Well, and I think there's some, you know, sometimes there's certain situations where you can actually help them out a little bit. Hey, and when you've got gray hair like me, you can get away with it. Hey, Joanne, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us that website one more time.
www.nomorecoldcalling.com.
Will you come back another day, Joanne?
Love it, Jim. Thanks.
We'll
Happy
do it
holidays.
Again. Thanks. You too. Happy holidays. Joanne Black, ladies and gentlemen. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.